Archie.
You said you're my cousin, you didn't.
How do you get Cuggy Major?
I'm even tempted to Archie, but I'm sure not to.
Oh, gotcha.
Like to call the appropriations committee to order. It's June 8th and our meeting was scheduled to start at 9:00. I think it's a few minutes after 9:00. Roll call, please.
Congressman Shaw.
Here.
Congresswoman Edwards. Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Supernaw.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here. Next item on the agenda is prayer. Congressman Hamilton, would you lead us in a word of prayer this morning?
Yes. Father, we come to ask you to be in our heart and mind, we come together with those things we should, Lord. Peace with the families represented here, the families that are in mourning, the families that are sick, and the men and women in uniform, wherever they may be. All these things I ask in your precious name, Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Congressman. Approval of minutes, because we probably should have something extra. We did, we have 2 minutes.
Right.
One for, let's look at the May 23rd minutes first, please. And I believe the date was in question on those minutes. Is that?
I don't know.
No, maybe we were trying to speed through because we started very late yesterday. That's why we didn't approve the minutes. Okay. I'd like a motion to approve if somebody's ready to make that motion. Pardon?
Motion to accept the minutes of May 23rd as amended.
Second.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Ooh, that was just a really sad vote there.
Stain.
Have an abstention.
We needed 4, so one of us had a vote.
Okay. I heard you say yes.
Okay. Minutes are approved. Now we're on June 7th.
You guys are killing me.
I talked fast. So who abstained?
Ron Shaw abstained on that vote, yes.
Thank you.
Everybody else was a yes. In their hearts, minds, and some of us came out of our mouths.
Yes. Motion to accept the minutes of June 7th. As presented.
Motion to second, all in favor say yes?
Yes.
June 7th minutes are approved also. Next item on our agenda is legislation to consider, ONCR 1727, a resolution to approve a revised fiscal year 2018 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation. Congressman Hamilton is the sponsor of this resolution. Congressman Hamilton, I will give you the floor.
Yes, I've been asked to sponsor ONCR 1727. And it's my understanding the committee has met on this a few times before. The reason I sponsored it is because of the definition that Congressman Shaw brought up in the earlier legislation. But then that also brings up some questions about the other funds. And I also talked to our budget analyst yesterday, and he brought up the point that it's hard to project retained revenue fund before an audit. So there are some questions out there. Like I said, the appropriations committee met on this twice before, so I wasn't aware of that until yesterday. So you said there's more discussion to be had, so I'm ready to hear it and do as committee wishes.
Okay, thank you, Congressman. I have comments about looking at this projected revenue. Is there any more discussion here at the table from other committee members? Congressman Shaw?
Well, I remember when we discussed this last resolution, the last resolution. And, you know, the thought then came up, well, you know, should we put the retained revenue cut in there too? That like the balance was an ever-changing target on the appropriations that were likely to be passed and come out of that. Felt that it was a really true revenue. For multiple small reasons, we chose not to include it. But I think if you take a plain language approach to determine whether that should have been included, whether that should be rectified now, you have to go back to the definition of projected revenue, which says means all annual tribal revenue anticipated. Okay, it's not anticipated tribal revenue, but it says plus all unencumbered non-pledged funds. And so the question is the retained revenue fund an unencumbered non-pledged fund? Again, plain language reading, I would have to say yes, it is. Whether the balance is fixed or not, it doesn't say it has to be a fixed balance or it can't change. So I think we took a strict interpretation of the language in that 1653, you would think it would need to be included. Whether it's useful or not to include it, that's debatable, but if we're just trying to meet the letter of the law, I would say it would need to be included.
Congressman,
to kind of piggyback on what Congressman Shaw is talking about, when we say projected revenue, I wonder, why or what category in my mind do I put that when I say is? It's one thing to say projected revenue, and you get out, come up with a total. That's everything that we said is there. But does that mean we have access to spending? Another part of the same question, trying to put it in. My mind is, because we have now defined what the revenue is, or projected revenue, is that opening the door to say, now that's all available to spend? I think not. I think we've got some that we can't touch.
Well, it says all unencumbered.
Unencumbered.
Non-pledged. guess my interpretation of that is it's available to appropriate out of. It's not really, I mean, the retained revenue thing's not fund, it's not unencumbered, it's not pledged, yes, it's not appropriated yet, it's simply deposited into the fund, hasn't been appropriated to that fund.
Have we invented other things since then, since 2016, that creates other funds?
We do have other revolving funds that are restricted that we can't spend out of, so it's, they're not all created equal, but just speaking of the retained revenue fund, that would seem to be defined by all unencumbered non-pledged funds. Now, maybe that's not, that's kind of a misnomer to call that a revenue. I think that's caused, there's a disconnect there. Projected revenue sounds like money you expect to receive, not money you already have on hand. But nonetheless, that's how it's defined right now in the law. So maybe we should look at amending the law in the future. So meanwhile, right now, it's in there.
So how does that now apply to your resolution, what we just talked about?
The question that was brought up is, will the restricted funds, yeah, it's my understanding we have around 20 funds, is that correct? So the question is, should those be included, the burial fund, the other funds that we have?
They're pledged.
They're already restricted.
They're paid, they can't touch.
Given the definition of it, but it does say towards the end, and funds restricted to certain category of expenses with restrictions on spending noted. So is that just one fund, or is that the scholarship fund? Is that the burial fund? I mean, those have been appropriated and restricted. Because it says right. And, it doesn't say, right. So I think there's, what I want to say is I was asked to sponsor this resolution also. And I think because of the language of the definition of projected revenue, we really need to concentrate on how we're going to handle fund balances. I understand there's an attorney's opinion, not an attorney general opinion, that the Red Eagle administration had worked up about projected revenue. And we probably need to review what that says, although it is just an attorney's opinion. But in my opinion, the money that are in these funds, or especially the retained revenue fund, has been projected revenue at one time. It's a fund balance. It's not a revenue projection. To me it's a misnomer. We need to figure out how we're going to carry it and spend out of it, because it can be spent out of. We do carry that total on our sheet. We have been very diligent the past 3 years to include that total available for appropriation. We've just kind of run into this problem since this definition has been changed, and it's been what? When was this?
1652.
When was it signed? In
April of 16, I think.
April of 16. So, I think my solution when they were asking me to sponsor this resolution was to work on the language of how we define projected revenue and define the ability to spend out of funds. One of the things I remember the Appropriation Committee, I was a member of it last time when we got the first resolution together, is that we had a bill. Everything was kind of all coming, collating together, and we had a $1.1 million bill out that hadn't been signed by the chief yet. That was coming out of the retained revenue fund. So that was a big question at the table. Well, which total that hadn't been signed yet, what total do we put in this out of the retained revenue fund if it is included? So if we would have included it back then we'd be here changing it again today to match the appropriation out of that fund. So it's a problem that we need to fix, and I'm dedicated to looking at it and seeing how we can more clearly define
what that projected revenue total is. Congressman Mason?
Well, I agree with your statement. Very simple. We need to fix it. We birthed this thing, you know, we birthed the terminologies, we defined it, we refined it, you know, we identified it. And, you know, it feels like we just got the wrong set of clothes on this guy. We just need to put the right set of clothes on him to make it fit the occasion that we have here. So we've got all of the, you know, it's still our baby. You know, it's,
right.
It's like I said, we birthed it, we put those words in there, so we're the ones that can fix it. Probably the only ones that need to. Mm-hmm. You know, it's ours. So, and it affects the whole nation.
Yes.
And man right over there can help us out. This man can, everybody here at the table can help us out. How we define it. But we need to get this clear so we can all be.
Did you want to recognize?
Yeah.
I have a Congressman Walker,
sure.
And then I'm sorry.
Thank you. No, I'm through.
Okay.
Congressman.
I have Congressman Walker, then Congressman Supernaut, then Congressman Shaw.
I have a couple. First of all, what's the change? What's the change? What change? What's this?
What does this resolution add?
Yes.
I think it adds the retained revenue. Is that correct?
Correct.
1.3 million.
Just at the 1.3 million in retained revenue.
No difference. There's no change in any definition. It just simply adds retained revenue fund. Okay. So.
Which isn't a replenishable fund.
Well, if you just look at plain meanings or definitions, revenue means income. Income means money received. Are we receiving money or do we have money? We have the retained revenue fund. We have the permanent fund. We're receiving the multi-year funding agreement or the revenue from third-party billing. We're receiving the federal funds, which is non-tribal. And we're receiving what's called tribal. Wanted to go even further, we really want to make it say what it means. Projected revenue means all tribal revenue anticipated. Can I see the rest of that?
I'm sorry.
By the Osage Nation. Well, what we're really talking about is gaming revenue, money that comes from gaming.
Not just gaming.
Tax commission money.
Well, I'm saying, okay, true, but.
Projections from program income.
It could be.
Interest income.
It could be debated that the revenue of the Osage Nation, we could spend the revenue that gaming receives if we, I mean, we just kind of ignore that. We've chosen to limit what we receive from gaming, but it says all annual tribal revenue. As far as I'm concerned, the revenue that gaming receives is tribal revenue. I'm in no way saying that we need to start spending that, but I'm just pointing that out. You know, we really get called on the carpet about spending more than what our projected revenue is. Well, we've never even come close to that, truthfully. I mean, I would feel better if it was somehow mentioned in there, because somebody that's not familiar with our process, that's what they would see, and they would think that's all of our tribal revenue. Well, it's really not. So, going back to the plain definitions, if revenue means income, and according to my internet search, it just says income. Income means money received. So how is the retained revenue money received?
I agree.
It's not.
Point. Yeah.
Congressman Supernaut.
This, and Archie knows this, this question has plagued us since the very beginning. For the last 11 years, we've argued over this, what this means. I think you need to go back to the Constitution and decide what they meant when they said you should not spend more than your revenue, which The intent of that, I think, was a simple way of saying, don't spend more than you make.
On an annual basis.
Yeah. That was the intent, but the intent changed depending on needs. We even had a ridiculous interpretation one time from a treasurer that we couldn't spend gaming revenue on programs, which meant we'd have to shut down everything. Of course, it was so ridiculous, nobody paid attention to it. But we need to, I think we need to go back, as Mary said, and work on these definitions. Because projected revenue, in my opinion, would not include funds that really are assets. It'd be just like selling your house and calling that revenue, or having a house and calling it revenue, because you haven't sold it yet, but you could sell it and spend it.
Or your 401k.
Yeah. So, anyway, that just complicates.
Just have one other comment. I just think we're since this really doesn't, if you wanted to do a plain language interpretation and try to adhere to it, this really is only a partial fix. It doesn't have any of those funds restricted to a certain category. The Economic Development Fund is not listed in there. So it's really, if you wanted to take that approach, it's only a partial fix. It's not even completely adherent to the language that's there. I'm okay with not making any changes to it, and pending the time that we revise ONCA 1653 amendments.
I agree with that that approach, Congressman Walker.
Well, if that's the case, then we need to amend out permanent fund. It's either both or neither.
Yes, agree.
However, that should be said.
Happy so. Not only do we not have, but we do one.
Mr. Potts.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The reason the permanent fund is included, and I agree with Congressman Walker, just to shed some light as to why the permanent fund is included. To my knowledge, I've not seen the memo from the Red Eagle administration, but that memo is specific to the permanent fund. And that's why it has been included in previous years. So that memo and that understanding from previous administrations was to include simply the permanent fund. Now you have all these different funds, Economic Development Fund, Retained Revenue Fund, Burial Assistance Fund. All of those are somehow treated separate because they weren't addressed in that previous memo. So that's the only reason the permanent fund is included.
Congressman Superman.
Why do you think this even came up? Is it
I don't know.
I mean, I'm just thinking, what's the effect? Is somebody going to say, okay, well, we actually have.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
All I had seen was a copy of the letter the treasurer wrote to Rick Kirk, offering his opinion that that amount should be added to the 2018 resolution, or should be included as part of that. Did the idea originate with the treasurer, or did he write that letter at executive's request? It could be official for the record. I don't know. It's no secret the money's there. Perhaps there's concern that Congress is trying to not account for that or hide it. I've not heard anyone say that. It really hasn't had any material effect. It's still available to be spent, whether it's in that or not, until such a time that we amend the language.
Well, I'm going to recognize Mr. Potts, but I do want to say one thing about that. Our appropriated revenue report that we keep as a running total after every session, our budget analyst shares it with the Treasury Department every time that we complete a session to verify we're on the same page. And we just got that verification maybe the day before session started from the last session. So we carry that as a balance that can be appropriated out of. Mr. Potts.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And to address Congressman Supernaw, in my discussions with the executive branch, it's my understanding that they're of the belief that because we didn't state that number, it's not available for appropriation. And that's not how it's been treated by this Congress.
Congressman Walker.
Well, let's go to the Constitution. Because it says, annual budget. The Osage Nation Congress shall enact by law annual expenditure funds, which shall include an appropriation of operating funds for each branch of government for each fiscal year. The annual budget shall not exceed projected revenues. Well, that's obviously setting an operating budget and expenditures for that year. In an annual budget, that's what it's, the Section 24 is annual budget. Well, that's not saying that you can't save money like the state has a rainy day fund. We have a permanent fund and a retained revenue fund and an economic development fund and the list goes on. That in no way does that say that you can't exceed that annual budget and operating expenses by spending money that you've saved from previous years. That's ridiculous. Whoever came up with that? I'm no accountant, I'm no attorney, but I'm just a plain old common sense guy from Pawhuska.
I agree. So here we are. I think that we're going to work on the definition. I'll work with anybody that wants to work on that and try to make it make sense for how we operate. And so we won't have to sit at the table and have the discussion in the future. And it'll be a little bit more clear, and Cuddy's probably skeptical because he and Archie have been here for a long time and it's never been clear to anyone. But I think that we can do better than this. So that's kind of what I wanted to put out there on the table. I had a conversation with Congressman Hamilton before the meeting started. We talked about kind of how this all came to be. I told him it was my opinion for him to just withdraw it. I don't want to have to vote no on it. But that's just my one opinion here, and he's a sponsor, but that's what I was my conversation with him. Congressman Shaw.
With that thought in mind, I'd like to make a motion to report out ONCR 1727, no recommendation.
Is there a second for so we can discuss?
Second.
Okay. I don't know, Congressman Hamilton, are you...
I'm in agreement with what you just said. I think the definitions need to be worked on so we could get on the same page. And because right now I have more questions now. So.
Congressman
Super Bowl. What do you really want to accomplish by no recommendation? Do you want to actually withdraw that bill?
I said I would do what the committee decides. If the committee thinks that's the best route to withdraw, I'm okay with that.
That's what I'm going to do with that 1778, just withdraw.
If that's what the Appropriations Committee wants, I don't have no problem with that. If they would rather have that than voting it down, then I'm okay.
That's what I would prefer, just personally. Is there any more discussion to the motion? All in favor of the motion, say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Motion carries. We're at adjournment now.
Motion to adjourn.
RJ. I'll tell you, and Archie agrees. I mean, Archie knows this. There is practically no scenario you can come up with that hadn't already been discussed.
We believe that. We do.
Oh, God. It was awful.
All in favor to adjourn, say yes.
Well, I thought we adjourned.
We're adjourned. No, you were discussing it.
Yeah. Don't move. I need signatures.
Yeah.
But it says annual budget.
I agree with you. Annual, it says operating budget. That doesn't mean capital projects.